This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. Celebrations lasted throughout the night in parts of the United States at the news that Joe Biden and running mate U.S. Senator Kamala Harris were the projected winners of the 2020 presidential campaign. Biden said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that people have placed in him.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the significance of Harris's...
Wearing all white in a tribute to women's suffrage, Harris pointed to those who came before, who fought for the right to vote.
And I stand on their shoulders.
Harris is also the first American of South Asian descent elected vice president and reflected on her mom's journey here from India.
She believed so deeply in an America where a moment like this is possible.
Others will now believe it too.
Every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee filed several lawsuits, including one in Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person election day ballots in Metro Phoenix that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections to be disregarded. The legal challenge against Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona election lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A strengthened tropical storm Eta made landfall on Cuba early Sunday and has its sights set on the southern tip of Florida after leaving dozens dead and over 100 missing in Central America, which it hit last week as a major hurricane. It breached Cuba even as searchers in Guatemala were still digging for people believed buried by a massive rain-fueled landslide. Authorities say 15 people are confirmed dead and at least 109 are missing in Guatemala, many of them in the landslide in San Cristobal. The U.S. National Hurricane Center issued tropical storm warnings for southern Florida and the Florida Keys, and warnings were issued for central Cuba, parts of southern Florida, and the Keys were even put under a hurricane watch. More communities across the United States are now imposing new restrictions as hospitals fill up with coronavirus cases. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Denver, Colorado, doesn't want to call it a curfew, but is asking residents to stay home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. for a month. He's hoping that will slow the spread of coronavirus cases, which could overwhelm area hospitals by the end of the year. Illinois' governor says a stay-at-home order is possible if the infection rate doesn't slow down, with more than 10,000 new cases a day. Governor J.B. Pritzker reported he was at a meeting with someone infected, and now he's in self-isolation. 5,400 new cases were just reported in Kansas. The state health director says county commissioners should have required masks and limited crowded events. Meanwhile, a judge in Texas has upheld an order in El Paso County that non-essential businesses close for 2 weeks, but the attorney general is planning an appeal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Arab Emirates announced a major liberation of the country's Islamic personal laws, allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate, loosening alcohol restrictions, and criminalizing so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the challenge and changing profile of a country that has sought to bill itself as a skyscraper-studded destination for Western tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its legal system based on hard-line interpretations of Islamic laws. This Saturday's announcement also follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the UAE and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourist and investment. The moves come as the UAE gets ready to host the high-stakes World Expo. Find more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.